A bill allowing students to opt out of the ACT narrowly failed in the Tennessee House, but it started a conversation about those who intentionally bombed the college entrance exam and what the state should do about it. The opt-out idea came from a retired principal who was just elected, and the concept got support from another former administrator, Representative John Forgety of Athens, Tennessee.
There absolutely has to be a way to exclude without prejudice those scores of youngsters that have been totally irresponsible in executing this exam.
These educator lawmakers say a handful of students always race through the test, even doodling on it, because they have no interest in college, and districts are concerned about dragging down their closely watched ACT averages. Representative Bill Dunn of Knoxville argued everyone should keep taking the test.
It tells us something, even if the kids goof off.
State education officials totally oppose opting out, but they did say they'll see what they can do about dropping scores for test takers who don't try. The company behind the ACT already can determine if a score doesn't match up with a student's abilities. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.